Dear audience, as you know, Germany, France, Spain and 25 other countries form the European Union. It was founded to secure freedom, peace and human rights in its member states, but also to simplify trading between them. But why did these countries decide to unite them in an alliance? There are many reasons, but the upcoming globalization of the world during the last decades represents the main one. Everything is getting connected and the gap between countries is closing more and more. Many trade agreements were made and today we can buy nearly each product all over the world. Another consequence is a rising living standard and a decreasing poverty. An important thing that many people still don't pay attention about is the more the world connects, the more responsibility we have to not look away from what happens somewhere else. The EU experienced many crises, for example the financial problems of Spain, Italy, but especially Greece. The financial system of these countries had many gaps, which led to huge debts. The EU and its national bank did everything to save these countries from becoming broke. They had success, which shows that the system of helping each other in emergency situations works. The refugee crisis in Europe since 2013 puts the Union to a new test. There were many years of war in southern countries and the world powers were not able to stop it. Now we experience the consequences. Millions of people decided to leave their home countries and start a new life in the wealthy and safe European Union. The problem is that there's a big difference of receiving refugees. Countries like Germany do their best to help as much people as they can. Sadly, there are countries like Poland that also belong to the EU but refuse to receive any people from the refugee countries. That's why the question comes up, is the European Union a real union? Even one member state, Great Britain, decided by elections to leave the Union. This shows that there's a big difference in thinking between the EU countries. Many of them are members, but don't take the necessary responsibility. I personally hope that Europe will finally find its way to a real united alliance, in which each member helps each other and the countries work together to find solutions. Otherwise, more conflicts will appear and one day the EU will collapse and fail, even if globalization continues. Thank you for your attention.